Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stone's bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The world, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Baer is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Braintrust member, New York Times bestselling author of Utility, also Hug Your Haters. He's written a bunch of other books. He's got a brand new one coming out in the fall called Talk Triggers. He's sharing some of that with us right now. ConvinceAndConvert.com, is that right?
That is correct. That's our main website, all about social media content, marketing, digital marketing, email marketing, blogs, podcasts.
You got a podcast, reports, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got 311 episodes, eight years on the show.
All right. Good for you. So let's talk some more about Talk Triggers. And, folks, the reason I'm so proud of Jay for doing this is because he's recognized in the book and in his work, and he's seen this out there, that human beings, you know, John Nesbitt said this 37 or 8 years ago, Jay, in his book Megatrends. He said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And you said earlier that a referral is even worth more now than it ever was, and that reminded me about the power of trust. Trust was there, Jay, as you know, when Proto Market was born 10,000 years ago. And not only is trust still an essential part of the marketplace, it's more valuable today than ever because we're moving so fast. It's not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why word of mouth is so critical now, because we trust one another, Jim, so much more than we trust businesses and organizations. In fact, the data bears this out, that we actually have increasing trust of individuals and decreasing trust of organizations and companies. Mm-hmm. So if you want to sell more stuff, the people who are going to sell that stuff for you are your customers, not your own company. So the more you can turn your customers into volunteer marketers, the better off you're going to be. But the mistake that businesses make, Jim, is they think that the way to create word of mouth is to be competent. Mm-hmm. And it's not. No, here's the deal. I don't know everybody listening, but I do know this. Nobody listening right now has ever said these words. You have never said, hey, let me tell you about this perfectly adequate experience I just had. Nobody says that, right? So good, in terms of word of mouth, good is a four-letter word. Right, it's always a four-letter word, but you know what I mean. Good enough is not enough. It's not about being good.
Right.
It's about being noticeable. And to be noticeable, you have to do something different that your customers can tell a story about, a story that they can tell their friends. You won't believe what happened to me when I went to this business and did this thing. That's what you're trying to create. That's what the book is about, is how to find those operational differences. We call them talk triggers that propel your business forward by giving your customers conversational ammunition that get your new customers interested in it.
And in your social media work, you and others talk about the three different kinds of media, the owned media,
earned
media. And of course, the earned media is the most valuable because that's when other people take your message and broadcast it for you.
That's right. It's like we mentioned in the previous segment with Skip's Kitchen, the restaurant in Sacramento has never done any advertising.
Right.
Because their customers do. Here's another restaurant example. You know the Cheesecake Factory, right, Jim?
Of course.
A lot of people have been to the Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory spends five times less on advertising than any other restaurant chain in their competitive set. Five times less. In real dollars, they spend $270 million less than Olive Garden, Outback Steakhouse, those guys. How do they do that? Well, they have a talk trigger. They built this on purpose. They have a conversational differentiator, and it's the size of their menu. Cheesecake Factory menu is 6,000 words long. They make 85 different kinds of chicken dishes, which is totally unnecessary, but the menu is so big, people talk about it. If you go on Twitter, there's all these tweets that say, we're reading Cheesecake Factory menu for my book club, things like that, which is pretty funny. It's pretty funny. So, you know, people talk about the menu, and that creates interest. It generates word of mouth, and people come in the door to say, hey, my friend told me about the menu. I want to be here.
Well, that's exactly right. And so find something in your, whatever it is that you do, find a way. And, you know, do you recommend maybe having someone help you with this, maybe someone coming in that, you know, I had a, when I had my consulting company, my version of that was my tagline. My company name was Jim Blasingame, Business Associate, Business Consultants. And my tagline was, I'm a vice president you can rent. You'd be amazed how much business I got off the tagline.
Yeah.
Because people, back 25 years ago, or longer, 28 years ago, nobody ever heard anybody say anything like that before. They thought, wow, I need to meet this guy.
Right, right. I think certainly it helps to have some outside perspective because, especially in small business, we can get a little too close to it. We can't see the forest through the tree.
Or you might be taking something for granted.
Yes.
That could be wow.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I think there's as much of a chance of that as anything.
You know, talk to your customers. In a lot of cases, they'll point out what's different. But we actually have a whole system for how to do that in the book. The book is set up in an interesting way. It's called the 4-5-6 system. So the four things that must be true for a differentiator to be a talk trigger.
Right.
The five different types of talk triggers. And then the 6-step process for how to create your own. Because there's lots of books about word of mouth, Jim. But the problem is...
Hey, Jay, I got to wrap it up. You've been so generous to us. And we thank you so much. Let's do this.
My pleasure.
Let's do some more of this. Let's keep serializing this a little bit as we get to the... And we'll build it to the grand release in the fall.
We'll do it.
Thank you, Jay. Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Talk Triggers. It's coming out soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.